How's it going? I know it's been a long, long time since, you know, you heard from me. And I probably should have been on here doing a few episodes about a few different things that came across my mind, but I'm on the road, man. Today is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, and I want to have a conversation about how relationships are perceived now in, I guess, a new generation. As far as the social media impact and social media influence and how it can affect, you know, our relationships or lack of commitment or just being nonchalant, just a whole lot of things. So, in my opinion, social media has had a negative impact on relationships. Social media has a negative impact on human interaction, period. So not even like just relationships, but like friendships, things of that nature. There are some positive aspects of social media. It's not a big negative thing. It's not a big bad thing. But it can easily sway some weaker-minded people. And unfortunately, a lot of people are weaker-minded. That's just what it is. Of course, nobody would agree to that. Nobody would admit to that. But if social media pushes something one way, a lot of people tend to follow. So, for example, this whole privacy deal, you know, where nobody wants to put anything on social media, you know, and if you request it, you're childish. I don't believe that. I believe that if you're in a relationship, you're in a committed relationship with a person that you love or even like. I mean, as soon as you're in a relationship, I mean, clearly you like the person more than a little bit. That there's nothing wrong with posting your partner out there on your social media platforms for the world to see. Hey, look, I'm happy. I understand the whole, I don't want people in my business and it ain't everybody's business and all this and that, but at the end of the day, are you really trying to protect your privacy, or are you really trying to cater to all those potentials that are still lingering around on your social media platforms? This men or women. I believe that that's what it is. You know, you're trying to leave like a back door open just in case. And then two, you're scared of posting your partner because of what people might say, you know, about your partner. Oh, I know him, or I know her, I had him, or I had her, or whatever. And I think that people are just afraid. You know, they don't want to look stupid. They don't want to look like a clown. And so people are basically, you know, boxing themselves in to a life of doing relationship shit without the title of a relationship. And that's what a lot of us is out here doing. You know, we out here just dating, sneaking, hooking up, fucking, talking, whatever. And then it's like, I can do what I want to do. You can do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, man, there's always emotions attached to that shit. And you know it. Men and women get attached. You start spending time with somebody, you start having lots of conversations with somebody, start fucking on somebody, you know, you're going to get some type of emotions. It ain't like a, oh, I don't care what you do. You care. You know, both sides, they care. Because we human. But, you know, we got to save face, so we got to act like, hey, I don't care. Or, you know, it's not my girl. I don't care. She do what she want to do. You know, but to kind of ease the pain, we'll just start entertaining other people, you know, just to kind of balance it out so you don't have to think about that other person so much and you don't have to worry so much. So it's kind of like using drugs or alcohol. It's like an escape. You start seeing other people and mingling with them. In some cases, people start having sex with other people, you know, just kind of like, okay, so I can keep my sanity, because, you know, date one person and catch your feelings, that's insane. So how do we change what that looks like? How do we change the climate of relationships and interaction between men and women? You know, what needs to be done? I'm single right now, but there are several reasons for this, which I won't go into. But I will say that when I am in a relationship again, I want it to be the most open, transparent, public relationship ever. And by that, I'm not saying that I or my woman has to post, you know, each other on social media all day, every day, every little minute, every little moment. I'm not saying that, but it will be known beyond reasonable doubt, like, what's going on with us. I'm dating a woman who has the same mindset as me. So when I'm in a relationship, I'm already knowing that my woman feels the same way that I feel. Another thing I want to touch on, these cell phones. Everybody has made a cell phone into a big deal, and it shouldn't be. A cell phone should not be a big deal in a committed relationship. There is no fucking way you can make me believe that a cell phone is going to have a nuclear war in the household because one side or the other asks, hey, let me see your phone. If I ask my woman to see her phone and that damn shit don't drop out of her fucking hands like a hot potato, then I don't know. We got some bigger problems going on. I don't want to hear why, for what. Just drop it. I asked for it. That's all the why you need. Or vice versa. If she asks for my phone, hey, let me see your phone, babe. Hey, here you go. Toss it to her. Will I feel some type of way? You know, knowing that, you know, I probably haven't done anything. Yes, I probably would feel some type of way. But I'm not going to sit up here and fight with her prior to giving her what she asked for. I'm gonna give her the fucking phone first. Let her do whatever she has to do, because she may just want to make a call. Her service may be bad. She may want to play a game. Maybe my phone has the better camera. She wants to take a selfie. Whatever it is, if she does resort to going through my phone, I'll let her do that. And I'm gonna stand there while she does it, and I'm not gonna say anything until she's done. When she's done, okay, now we can have a conversation. Hey, you done? Did you find what you was looking for? All right, cool. So, what's going on? Let's talk about this. Have I done something that made you feel like you need to go through my phone? And if I have not, then what is it from your past that you're still holding on to, and how can we work through that together? Is there something I can do to assist you? Because now you got a personal issue. Instead of me making you feel bad, make you feel small, disrespecting you, you know, calling you insecure and all types of other names, my job as a man is to try to hold your hand and walk you through this shit. Maybe it's something that I've done that, you know, I didn't know. I didn't pay no attention to. Maybe it was something small, very slight, inadvertent. I don't know. But whatever it is, we need to address it. And we can go from there. That's a healthy relationship. No boundaries. You know, we just up and go. Should one side or the other be in somebody's phone every day, every night type of deal? No, you shouldn't do that. That's a severe problem. But every now and then, occasionally somebody says, hey, let me see your phone. It shouldn't be nothing. If I ask for my woman's phone and she puts up this whole huge fight, starts raising her voice, I'm starting to think of something in there. You cannot give me any excuse on why I can't get that phone. Nothing's going to make sense to me, especially once you start fighting and arguing. Now nothing's making sense at that point. I don't give a fuck how many girl chats you got going on and all this and that, you know, I should be able to trust you, or you know you're not doing nothing. Okay, cool. You know you ain't doing nothing. Well, what's the problem? Give me the fucking phone. You know you're not doing nothing, right? So what's the issue? You say, hey, it's nothing in here. All right, cool. Let me see. I'm not a big go through a phone person, but it's something I wanted to address. I haven't went through a woman's phone. I am an older guy. So most of my exes were during the time when we had cell phones before text messaging. Everything was different. It was no need. Women were still cheating in those days, but it just wasn't much information being stored in cell phones at the time. It was just like a call log. I don't even remember if they had, you know, real call logs. But yeah, I wasn't going through, you know, my exes from those times' phones. Now the game has changed. Women and men have got clever and are learning to cheat on different platforms. Some are blatantly cheating. Some are right there on that borderline between cheating and it's nothing. You got way too many different options. All these social media platforms, all this, you got emails, you got all these DMs, you got just way too much shit going on. And for women especially, men know that there's men in every one of those platforms that like you. Are you entertaining every guy that likes you? Probably not. But are you seeing one or two that kind of stand out that you like, hey? Absolutely. So you get into a relationship, you might cut the lame niggas off that you didn't give a fuck about no way. They were disposable anyway, but that one or two guys that you like, hey, maybe, you know, y'all never connected because he's a far place away and y'all just never had the chance, you know, be in the same city, same time. But you kept him like as a backup just in case, you know, I ever make it to his city or he ever makes it to mine type of deal. That's where things can get kind of messy. You know, the dialogue between, you know, you and that guy. Or vice versa, a man and some woman. I'm not saying that this is a one-sided thing. This is not gender specific. This is for men and women. So, social media has everybody trying to believe that under no circumstances should your partner be able to go through your phone. If your partner does, then that's reason to just kick your partner to the curb. If you can kick your partner to the curb for a cell phone, for asking to see your cell phone, then I have to question how much you were invested anyway. Which leads to another point that I made. The nonchalance of these new daters and new relationships. Everybody has to act like they can care the least. People will get committed and be like, I don't care if you leave, or I don't care if you don't want me, or, you know, whatever. Or my game is strong. Y'all look for an excuse to fall back and leave. Just because, you know, I'm getting the fuck out of here because, you know, you did something I don't like, so fuck that. Nobody has staying power. Nobody wants to work it out. And I'm not saying that you should stick around for things like habitual cheating, repeated emotional and mental abuse, or physical abuse. I'm not saying like, hey, you can work through anything. But there's lots of things that fall away from those categories that y'all could work out. I mean, if y'all wanted to. If the goal is to be in a relationship. Because the relationship is the boot camp for marriage, if that's a thing that you want, if that's a goal. The relationship is boot camp for marriage. You can't make it through a relationship. How the fuck are you going to make it to a marriage and through a marriage? You'll never survive. So it's just a lot. And I wish that people will come back and try to change the game back to the way it was, where it was okay to have a relationship and publicly, you know, be in love. Where it was okay to have disagreements and say, okay, you know, we have a problem, we're going to work it out. We need more 20-year strong relationships, 30-year strong marriages, and less sneaky links. Everything is turned to a fucking sneaky link. Everything is turned to a no title deal. Nobody really wants a title. Some people just say it just because they feel like that's what they're supposed to say. But they don't really want that. I see people interact all the time in small circles, small groups. And everybody claims they want something real, but nobody's doing anything real. People are just connecting and disconnecting and then reconnecting with somebody else. That's it. Everybody just sharing each other. And that ain't the way to be. You know, and some people use an excuse. They say, well, I'm still, you know, living my best life. You know, I'm young. Or some people may be older and they say, hey, you know, I did all that shit. I was married before. Well, I was in, you know, 10-year long relationship. So now I'm doing me. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not going to say that there's something wrong with being single. I'm not saying the single people are villains, but if you're single and you aspire to have a relationship one day, then I feel like you should conduct yourself in a fashion that says, hey, you know, other people are probably looking at me. Potential partners are looking at me. I need to behave, clean up my act, because I want a relationship. If you're single, you're just committed to being single. Do what the fuck you want to do. Nobody can say anything. But if the goal is to have a solid, committed relationship and marriage, or just a long-term forever relationship, whatever works for you, I feel like you should be moving accordingly. I feel like you should not be dating millions of people at one time, because you're giving each person just a small piece of you while expecting everything from that person. And nobody will admit it, you know, because they don't know how it looks, how it sounds. So nobody's going to say, I do expect your all. They're going to say, I don't expect, you know, I don't have any expectations. You know, we're just that, we don't know, we're just dating. But we all do have expectations, and we need to be fucking real about it. I know I have expectations. If I was dating, you know, shit, if I'm dating a woman, I want shit, everything. I want her undivided attention. You know, I understand that she has a job, maybe kids, family, friends, you know, whatever, but you know, I'm trying to make my space in there too. I'm trying to make that list. I don't agree with the whole date everybody. I feel like a woman, a good quality woman, should be able to sit back, wait, vet guys out that approach her, get one of those guys that she feels is a quality person, you know, that meets her needs, and focus on him. You know, I feel like that's what should happen. She spoke, and vice versa. So excuse me if, you know, it sounds like I'm leaning on the women harder than the men. I'm a man, so by default, I always address, you know, the women. But this is for anybody, men or women. So again, my intention is not to be gender specific. So you do not have to worry about saying, well, the men do it too. Well, what about the men? And I get all that. So I just wish that we could do better as people. You know, there's nothing wrong with dating one person at a time. don't make people make you feel like you're being stupid or you're missing out. And that's the problem. That's the thing. Everybody feels like they're missing out. If I commit to this one person, I'm missing out on all these other people that could be what? You got a person in front of you that you like, that likes you. What the fuck else do you need? So now it's like people are just being greedy. They're being emotionally greedy, mentally greedy. They want all kinds of people to stroke their egos and make them feel good. When all you need is everything from one person, and you'll be great. I haven't made the best decisions in my life. I haven't made the best decisions in my relationships. But this is where I'm at today. So I just wanted to speak on those things, get some shit off my chest. I've been on the road here a lot lately, so I got time to kind of talk about different things as, you know, they come to my head. I'm trying to do better. I say that all the time, that I disappear forever and then I kind of circle back. But I appreciate you. If you made it this far, I appreciate you, and I'd love to hear your feedback. Y'all have a great day, and I will be back soon.